every day, dedicated health care staff right across the state do their best to serve their patients and their communities. But I think we can all agree that our health system is under increased pressure and unprecedented strain. And this includes the local services that are facing workforce shortages and indeed infrastructure deficits. And these problems aren't isolated or contained. A lack of alternative and primary care options in our community feeds through the entire healthcare system, and they add pressure to our emergency departments and our hospitals, and ultimately to longer lists and waiting times for patients and very difficult conditions for our healthcare staff. And the recent budget from this government was a disaster for our healthcare service. It was an act of deliberately underfunding our health service, calling into question its ability to even stand still, never mind to improve access to care and capacity. The CEO, remember, himself of the HSE, warned the government that the budget for the health service that was provided couldn't be delivered without significant and punitive risks to the public, and that's exactly what's happened. And I've seen too many instances where decisions made by government have underserved our communities, put untold pressure on our healthcare staff, and shortchanged our patients. And that needs to end. At the beginning of this year, Minister, my office was in contact with a woman. She was pregnant, and she was in distress from South Donegal, who was told that she needed a GP referral in order to be seen by a doctor in the maternity departments in Sligo or in Letterkenny University Hospital. But GP practice after GP practice in South Donegal told her the same thing. They were full. They were at capacity. They couldn't help add her to their books. That is the pressure that the GPs were under. And as a result, she was unable to be seen by a doctor in either maternity ward. A pregnant woman couldn't be seen in her hospitals. It's truly shocking state of affairs, which speaks to the pressure our local health services are under. Now, after contacting the GP or the HSE, thankfully, and after a long wait, the lady in question now has access to a GP. But that problem shouldn't have arisen. We're talking about the year 2024. We're talking at a time when we are a rich country with billions of euro of surpluses, yet we're coming up short time and time again on the basics like access to a local GP. So our communities deserve far much better, and Sinn Féin has a plan to improve our health service. We have practical and realistic goals that can be delivered, and that's why this PNB should not be just supported but actually implemented.